Welcome back to Legacy Builders, my friend. In today's episode, I want to share with you why right now is the best time in history to be able to start and build an expert business that leaves a massive impact while building your legacy. There is one industry that is absolutely exploding from 400 million a day, that's right, 400 million a day to $1 billion a day by 2025. And I'm going to show you exactly how you can tap into this massive growth.
Okay, so Brian, to leave a legacy, you have to give value. We've talked a lot on this show about how now is one of the best times really in history in any of our lives to be able to give value. There's more ways to be able to do that. But I've heard you talk about one industry for people to become legacy builders in that is such a huge opportunity for people to take advantage of. Tell me about what that industry, what that opportunity is, and why it's such a can't miss opportunity for people wanting to leave a legacy.
Yeah, absolutely, Seth. So according to Forbes.com, the self-education industry as a whole is going from where it's at now, which is like 400 million a day, roughly, give or take. And it's growing to $1 billion a day within the next couple of years. Like within the next 3, 4, 5 years, it's growing to $1 billion a day. So it's a pretty significant jump. And when I've thought about this, there's several reasons why I think this is happening. I think number one, traditional education is broken at best. First of all, my experience with traditional education, I went to traditional public schools, and they were for me easy. They weren't challenging. And then I transferred to a private Christian school and it was challenging and it was difficult. And then I went to a public university and it was easy. And then I went to public private universities and it was more challenging. So it's interesting that within the traditional education path, you've got different levels, right? And I think because of where we're at as a society, I think the traditional education path is broken, unless, of course, you need to go to school to become a neurosurgeon or something that's super hyper specialized. But this concept of general education, degrees, I think is a waste of time, quite frankly. Now, I don't think it's a waste of time if you're going to meet people, socialize, and build your experience. But as it relates to education and getting paid, it's really rather useless from my perspective. That's number one. Traditional education is broken at best. I realized like really quickly when I was in school, going to school, getting a degree and getting a job, I was not going to make $500,000 a year in my career coming out of school. That wasn't going to happen, right? There was no path to make that happen. It was, go to school, get a degree, go work at the bottom and work your way to the top. And that just takes time. And I really did, to me, didn't have any desire to do that. I thought that was a waste of time. I thought, why don't I start a business or why don't I become an investor and create wealth through investment vehicles, right? So for that reason, I think the traditional education, a lot more people are waking up to this realization that traditional education is broken at best. That's number one. Number two is that trial and error. Who wants to do that, right? Like who wants to go and try to figure out how to do something when there's tons of other people that have already been there, done that, who have a formula, a framework, and can guide you through that process so you can accelerate your learning curve, right? A lot more people are waking up to that as well. And so third, specialized knowledge is really what it boils down to. And that's part of self-education, right? So this whole industry, massive growth, self-education. It's because people are waking up to this realization that, I've got this guy, I've got this person over here that has the results I want. He has the frameworks I want. He has the knowledge. He has the connections. He has the research. Why don't I just go pay him to learn it, right? Why don't I go through something that's hyper-focused to allow me to learn what he's learned and he's already created a process for me to produce the same typical types of outcomes that he has or she has, right? And so that's why I believe self-education is exploding as an industry. And that's why I believe it's going to be a $1 billion a day industry, not too far off into the future. Okay. So that's really the core of it. And you might be thinking, well, you know, I don't have expertise, or, you know, what industries does this apply to? What we've found over the last, you know, 3 years of going deep on this is that there's over 2,000 different niches. I mean, from fishing to knitting to, you know, all types of photography to woodworking to, I mean, there's so many different lanes of areas of interest, of hobbies, of all types of different things that you can be an expert in, that you can teach, train, inspire, educate, motivate people around. So if you might, if you are thinking, well, Brian, I'm an expert in this thing that's really, you know, a unicorn. It's really different. It's really unique. No, you know, who's going to pay me for this? There's people out there that will, right? You have to find your voice. You have to find your way to communicate with them. You have to find out how you're going to get in front of them to communicate. That's a whole nother story. But, you know, if you have a skill set, if you have expertise, wisdom, results for yourself and others, even if you just have results for yourself that others aspire to have, then you need to start thinking about the self-education industry and how you can be a part of it. Because that's where it starts. It's like, okay, assess your outcomes, assess your results, right? What has your expertise been what has it allowed you to be able to produce in your experience of life? It could be business, could be life, could be relationships, could be health, could be finances, could be like whatever it might be for you. You have to take an inventory and look at what are the results that I have that others want. And that's where it starts. And then from there, you can then begin to go deeper on, well, who am I going to serve and how am I going to serve them and how am I going to sell it? Which we'll talk a little bit more about today.
Yeah. So this first question you can kind of ask yourself as we dive into this $1 billion per day industry is really, you know, what types of expertise can I provide? Like you said, there's over 2,000 different niches. That number is growing every single year. And people are wanting more niche advice, more and more, as opposed to this general advice. What's the next question that people should be asking kind of after they dive into, you know, the type of expertise they can provide?
Yeah, so I think it's why do you need to launch your expertise? And from my perspective, where I sit, is that someone is going to make a portion of that $1 billion per day. And the question is, will it be you or will it be your neighbor, right? Will it be someone that you know? Will you sit on the sidelines or will you get in the game, right? Those who sit in the sidelines, who sit in the stands, you know, can enjoy the game, right? But they're never really satisfied by the fulfillment of the game because they're not in the game. So someone's going to make a portion of that $1 billion a day. Is it going to be you? You know, I would say you've also developed over the time that you've been developing this expertise, you've developed the specialized knowledge and skill set and expertise for more than yourself. So from, you know, think about it from a contribution perspective, you've developed this expertise and it's allowed you to create the life that you live. It's allowed you to create the life that you love. It's allowed you to create something that works. Imagine how many people that you're doing a disservice to by not expanding beyond yourself and serving others. So I would challenge you to start thinking outside of yourself and your own needs, because there's a lot of people out there that are looking for specialized knowledge as it relates to what you do. You also can get paid really well. I mean, you can certainly make 7 or 8 figures a year, like many of the clients and the partners that we serve. We have people, tons of them, that have done well over 7 figures and even into the 8 figures, and some, in the rare cases, 9 figures, using their expertise to build a business around it, right? So if you think like, oh, well, you know, is there money in it? Yes, there is, depending on what it is that you're an expert in, okay? There are some niches or verticals or markets that don't have as much money. That's just how it goes, right? If you're teaching something that's very obscure that people aren't willing to pay for, then obviously you don't have as much at stake. Okay. But if you have expertise where people want to pay for it, they see the need, then you can stand to make a very healthy 6-figure, 7-figure, even 8-figure income, like many of the clients and partners that we love and serve. Okay. You can also impact future generations, right? We talk about what does it mean to be a legacy builder, right? Well, it's someone who impacts future generations. If you do it right, you can use your expertise to bless others, and you can leave a legacy like Og Mandino, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Napoleon Hill, just to name a few, you know, people over the years that have been able to make it a great impact in other people's lives and are continuing to make an impact to this day. Okay. I always say you're either going to be a consumer or you're going to be a producer. Really, at the end of the day, that's your choice, right? Are you going to consume, and live your life and your experience of life? Or are you going to consume and produce? We're all going to consume. We can't get around it. We're all consumers. But leaders, entrepreneurs, people that are legacy builders, we produce value for others. We produce content. We produce advice. We provide and produce knowledge and wisdom that we pass on to other people to help improve their lives. And then as a ripple effect, we impact other people's lives, right? You might impact one person that impacts 10 people, right? And so what's amazing is that within the self-education industry, you're able to create a ripple effect through you leading, sharing your expertise, and serving others. Now, when it comes to selling and monetizing your expertise, well, there's a ton of different ways to do that, right? There's webinars, there's challenges, there's summits where you bring together a collective group of people. There's books, there's courses, people pay for information in a specific framework. There's workshops, there's coaching, there's consulting, there's masterminds, there's certifications, there's agency services. So you've got that whole span of ways that you can sell and monetize your expertise. Some of them are free ways, like webinars and challenges and summits are typically free. But then you've got paid products that you can sell, like your courses and your workshops and your masterminds or coaching and your agency services. Those are all paid services that people are happy to pay for, quite frankly, because they want the result on the other side of it. They want the result and results that you've been able to produce for yourself and for others. And that's really what it boils down to, right? So number one, you're going to focus on building your audience, right? Your list, your database around your expertise. That a lot of times we'll use webinars, we'll use challenges, we'll use summits, right? These are a couple of the ways that we, you know, build our audiences off of the platforms and on the platforms, right? Like on Facebook, on Instagram, on CloudHub, on Telegram, on these different platforms, there's tons of them, right? We're building our audience. We're building a relationship with people by adding value, earning the right, serving first. Then we sell our expertise through our courses, our coaching, our masterminds, our workshops, our certifications, our agency services, right? That's how we then make an offer and we serve deeper. And then we scale that impact by serving more people, right? By running our budgets higher on and doing more advertising, right? By getting more people to promote whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's a webinar, a challenge, a summit, a book, whatever it might be, right? So that's how we scale. So you've got a component of building an audience, then you've got another component of selling your expertise, and then you've got the final component, which is scaling it, right? How do you take it to the next level? That seven figures, that eight figure business where you're helping people solely around the specialized knowledge that you've been able to accumulate. Okay. So that's just some insights and perspective on ways that you're going to sell and monetize the expertise that you have around the given topic that you've been able to, you know, accumulate over time. Okay. Now, you might be asking me, well, Brian, how do I get my message out and how do I influence others with my expertise, right? Well, for me and for the people that we serve, we use podcasting. We use our YouTube show. We use Facebook groups. We use Instagram. We use webinars. We use challenges. We affiliate with other products like what we did with Tony Robbins and Russell Brunson. We do summits and we speak on stages and the list goes on and on, right? There's never a shortage of traffic. Okay, a lot of people think that they just want more traffic or need more traffic to make more money. And the reality is there's never a shortage of traffic, okay, or people that you can get in front of. It's more of a offer first and funnel issue second, Okay. So I want you to think about this for a second. When you have a great offer, others will promote you and selling becomes easy. When you have a great offer, your funnel will convert leads and sales for you. When you have a great funnel that's converting leads and sales for you, you have a business that you can rely on to produce results.
So Brian, I feel like these steps, they really cover the framework of being a legacy builder and even just some of the questions that people that are wanting to become legacy builders, like these are the questions we have to wrestle with and kind of move through to really get on that journey. What's the first step? If somebody's like, okay, yes, this is me, but where in the world do I start? What's the first step someone should take if they're listening and realizing I want to be your legacy builder? I want to start this journey now.
Yeah. So what I would recommend is I would recommend doing what I did when I first got in the industry and I joined a 30-day challenge. I paid a buck, joined a 30-day challenge, and I started learning, right? I think that's the first step, right? Start investigating, start learning, start exploring, start going deeper to understand, you know, where you can fit into the picture, right? Where is that? What part of that pie of that $1 billion a day industry are you going to be able to, you know, be a part of or be involved in, right? So I would recommend that you start this journey by going deeper around the topic of launching your expertise. And what I did is I created a 33 days of coaching with me where literally over 33 days, one video per day, I walk you through a journey because really this is a journey, not a destination. So I take you through a process where I show you how to launch your expertise online, how to scale your impact and how to build your legacy. And I do it over the course of 33 days. It's all video based. Okay. So you get to watch a video and then I designed it in a way that you, each day you had a fast action homework assignment or sheet. That was simple. It's easy. It allows you to put one foot in front of the other and make progress for free, right? Now, normally this would be like a $2,000 or $3,000 course, but I'm giving it away for free because I want to help more people get in this industry. I want to help more people be able to take advantage of this industry growth. And there'll be people that want to go deeper, that want to hire us in the agency. And great. Like we're there to support you in that capacity. I'm able to give it away for free, whereas other people, other peers and colleagues of mine have to charge for that information. I'm not charging for that information, but I do would say, and how I frame it is I say, imagine if you were to pay $5,000 for the information, cut yourself a check, take your family on vacation and reset. Clear your mind, clear your space, clear your energy, and then start the 33 days of coaching, right? Or start the 33 days of coaching and take your family on vacation later. But nonetheless, what we invest in, we value. And so what I don't want you to do is start it, watch one video, two videos and get distracted and go off to the next shiny object, or as I like to say, shiny ship, right? And that's what most people do. They jump onto the next shiny ship and then they see another shiny ship and they're like, I want to jump on that boat. And then they go to another shiny ship and they jump on that boat. No, that's not a recipe for success. That's a recipe for disaster. I've literally poured like 20 hours of content into 33 days of coaching, where you get to learn from all the lessons that I've learned on the journey of being able to produce over $300 million of revenue for my clients and partners over the last 16 years. Lessons I've learned, strategies, techniques, tactics, so that you can shortcut your process. So that's what I'd recommend. If you want to tap into the education industry of self-education that's growing to $1 billion a day, if you want to use your knowledge, your skills, your gifts that God has given you, the results that you've been able to produce in your life and your business, and you want to really, truly help people, you want to make an impact now, you want to make a great income now, but you also want to leave a legacy, I would recommend that you join our 33 days of coaching. It's free. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain by gaining new mindsets and skill sets. So that you're set up for success as it relates to launching your expertise in the self-education industry.
What I'm hearing is, you know, to dive into the self-education industry, huge opportunity for legacy builders and people that are wanting to move down this path. What I'm hearing is start. Like you got to start somewhere and start intentionally. Don't just be jumping from shiny ship to shiny ship. And so I think your 33 days of coaching, I think this is the perfect place for somebody to start. You know, give your next month to learning and going through this and taking notes and just taking it all in and really see where it goes. So, Brian,
they're designed to be, you know, short, bite-sized chunks like I went through when I started, right? So it's, you know, 15 to 20 minute videos each day where you consume information, you then answer some questions and go deeper, and then you start making progress. And you just like, it's kind of like, you know, putting one foot in front of the other, right? You're putting one foot in front of the other. You're learning about things when you need to learn about them and you need to start executing them. My goal really through it all is that you are making money before you ever even get to the end of it, right? That's my objective. I want to see more people making money using their expertise to serve others, right? So that's my desire for you. You're actually monetizing your expertise, making money from it before you even finish. That would be an amazing outcome. Just like I had when I got started. 7 days in, I made my first sale, made $750. And if it wasn't for that sale, I probably wouldn't be here today. So that's why I created it. I created it to be very similar because that's what was able to help me produce results and, you know, really ignite my interest, my desire, my involvement in the community that I'm involved in. And so go through that. You can get there by going to launchexpertise.com. If you just go to launchexpertise.com, you can go there and you'll have an opportunity to join the 33 days of coaching there. You can register for it. It's free. And you'll have instructions on how to register there.
Awesome. That was going to be my question. Where do people go? So everybody head to launchexpertise.com to get started. And we're excited to, it'll be fun to hear those stories of people that have gone through there. They're starting to make money by day 33. It'll be fun to hear some of those stories here on Legacy Builders. So
absolutely.
Thanks so much, Brian. And to the audience, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Legacy Builders.
Thank you for joining me on Legacy Builders. And I would encourage you to come back to the next episode next week to get more clarity on your journey to launch your expertise online, scale your impact, and build your legacy. If you're ready to get the process started of launching your expertise online the right way, then I recommend go to launchexpertise.com, or maybe you're at a place where you're ready to really scale your expertise and your impact. Go to launchexpertise.com. There you'll have several options. Number one, you can get a free copy of my brand new book, The Entrepreneur Evangelist, which I share the secrets that have unlocked more than $300 million of results for my clients, my partners, and our own campaigns. You could also join a 33 days of coaching with me that's free, where I give you insights and wisdom on your journey to launching your expertise and scaling your impact over the course of 33 days. And that's worth at least $5,000, but for right now, you can get it for free. And lastly, if you're someone who wants to take the absolute faster, smarter path when it comes to launching your expertise online and scaling your impact, I'd recommend scheduling a call with my team where we can see how we can support you to crush goals and generate 7 or 8 figures yourself in a short period of time. We have more awards than nearly anyone in the entire community, and for good reason. And we would love to help you just like we've helped them. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Legacy Builders.